Hi, welcome to Bookie. Today we will unlock the book Living Sober by Anonymous. In a world where alcohol can often dominate social events, permeate our culture, and seemingly provide an escape from the stresses of daily life, finding a path to sobriety can be an incredibly daunting task. It requires tremendous strength, courage, and a deep understanding of oneself. To navigate this challenging journey, one may seek the guidance and wisdom of those who have walked this path before. Living Sober, a groundbreaking book written by Anonymous, offers just that. This invaluable guide is a beacon of hope for individuals who are seeking to break free from the clutches of alcohol addiction and build a fulfilling, sober life. More than just a collection of theories and advice, Living Sober delves into the nitty-gritty details of what it truly means to live a sober life, providing readers with an authentic and relatable perspective. Throughout the book, Anonymous shares personal stories and experiences, allowing the reader to glimpse into the realities of addiction and recovery. These accounts are raw, honest, and filled with real-life situations that many individuals struggling with alcohol addiction can relate to. One such story that stands out is that of Sarah, a 42-year-old woman who had been battling alcoholism since her early 20s. Sarah, once a vibrant and ambitious woman, found herself trapped in a cycle of dependency and self-destruction. Every evening, she would turn to alcohol as her confidant, seeking solace in its numbing embrace. However, as the years went by, the consequences of her addiction became more apparent. Her relationships began to crumble, her career was in jeopardy, and the light within her began to fade. One fateful day, Sarah hit rock bottom. She woke up in a hospital bed, barely remembering what had happened the night before. The realization that her addiction had brought her to this point was a jarring wake-up call. Determined to reclaim her life, Sarah embarked on her journey to sobriety, armed with the wisdom and insights revealed in Living Sober. Throughout the book, Anonymous offers practical strategies and tools that Sarah found instrumental in her recovery. She learned the importance of creating a support network, finding like-minded individuals who understood her struggles and provided encouragement along the way. Through the book's pages, Sarah discovered the power of self-reflection, uncovering the underlying emotional and psychological factors that contributed to her addiction. But Living Sober doesn't just stop at sobriety, it goes beyond, guiding readers on how to live a fulfilling and joyful life without alcohol. It explores the various social situations where alcohol is prevalent and provides practical tips on navigating them with confidence. The book also delves into strategies for managing stress, forging healthy relationships, and reconnecting with one's passions and purpose. With its candid and relatable approach, Living Sober has become a go-to resource for countless individuals grappling with alcohol addiction. By offering real-life examples like Sarah's, Anonymous imparts a glimmer of hope to those who may have lost faith in their ability to break free from the chains of alcoholism. In the following full summary, we will explore in detail the key takeaways from Living Sober, diving into the profound insights and practical advice that can empower individuals to embark on a transformative journey toward sobriety and genuine happiness. In the upcoming text, we will delve into the top three significant ideas from this book. 1. Sobriety is a lifelong commitment that requires constant effort, self-reflection, and a willingness to change. 2. Developing a support network of like-minded individuals who can understand and relate to the struggles of sobriety is crucial for long-term recovery. 3. Accepting that alcoholism is a disease and surrendering to the fact that complete abstinence is the only solution is essential for living a fulfilling and sober life. Sobriety is not a one-time achievement but a lifelong commitment that demands constant dedication and perseverance. The book Living Sober by Anonymous is a testament to this belief, as it delves deep into the realities of maintaining long-term sobriety. One of the key takeaways from the book is the importance of setting realistic goals and regularly reassessing them. By establishing attainable objectives, individuals can experience a sense of accomplishment and progress, which is crucial for their personal growth. Whether it is staying sober for a month or a year, having these milestones can serve as a reminder of how far they have come and keep them motivated in their journey. To maintain sobriety, self-reflection is essential. The book stresses the significance of understanding the underlying causes of alcohol dependence and addressing any unresolved issues. It teaches readers to delve into their thoughts, emotions, and behavior, scrutinizing them for patterns or triggers that may potentially lead to relapse. By identifying these patterns, individuals can create strategies to avoid or manage these triggers effectively, reducing the risk of slipping back into old habits. A key aspect of sobriety is a willingness to change. Overcoming addiction requires adopting new habits, developing coping mechanisms, and making lifestyle adjustments. Living sober provides practical advice on how to embrace change and make it an integral part of one's journey. It introduces various strategies, such as practicing mindfulness, engaging in healthy activities, and building a support system to facilitate this transformative process. By continuously incorporating these strategies into daily life, individuals can break free from the clutches of addiction and embrace a healthier, alcohol-free existence. Educating oneself about addiction and recovery plays a fundamental role in maintaining sobriety. The book emphasizes the significance of seeking knowledge through literature and attending meetings. By doing so, individuals can stay informed about the latest developments in addiction treatment, connect with like-minded individuals, and gain insights from others who have successfully battled addiction. Continuous learning and participation in supportive communities can provide the necessary tools and encouragement to navigate the challenges that arise on the path to lasting sobriety. The journey to sobriety is not without its share of obstacles and setbacks. Relapse is a common occurrence, and the book acknowledges this reality. However, it emphasizes the importance of resilience and the ability to learn from relapses. Living sober encourages readers to view relapses as learning experiences rather than failures, urging them to analyze the circumstances leading up to the relapse and identify the strategies or coping mechanisms that may need adjustment. Through self-reflection and a willingness to make changes accordingly, individuals can strengthen their resolve and minimize the likelihood of future relapses. In conclusion, Living Sober underscores that sobriety is more than just abstaining from alcohol. It is a lifelong commitment that demands constant effort, self-reflection, and a willingness to adapt and evolve. By setting realistic goals, engaging in self-reflection, embracing change, seeking knowledge, and learning from setbacks, individuals can sustain their sobriety and truly live a fulfilling life free from the clutches of alcohol addiction.
Ist was, Doc? Ein Herrchen möchte lernen, seinen Hund besser zu verstehen. Mit Malte Asmus.
Diesmal geht's bei Iswas Dog um das Leben mit einem Angsthund aus dem Tierschutz.
Ich habe mich immer mal wieder, habe ich sie in Ruhe gelassen, aber auch Phasen gehabt, wo ich dann einfach mal gesagt habe, ich setze mich jetzt mal mit 2 Meter Abstand auf die Couch. Und ich glaube, abends war dann tatsächlich auch das erste Mal, wo sie dann zu mir rübergelaufen ist und sich an mich rangelegt hat. War ein total schöner Moment.
Ja.
Da muss ich auch ehrlich sagen, sind mir leicht die Tränen gekommen.
Und dieser Angsthund, von dem mein Gast Lukas mir hier erzählt, ist zufälligerweise die Mutter meines Hundes, Tika.
Ist was, Doc?
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.